I want to talk about the 2022 film The Gray Man, starring Ryan Gosling as Six, Chris Evans as Lloyd Hansen, Ana de Armas as Dani Miranda, Billy Bob Thornton as Fitzroy, Danush as Avixon, Alfre Woodard as Margaret Cahill, Reggae Jean Page as Carmichael. This was a star-studded film. It's reported that Netflix spent $220 million to produce this film. There was a lot of action scenes, a lot of cars, vehicles being destroyed, and buildings apparently damaged or seemingly damaged in this film, in the making of this film. This was a CIA spy movie where Ryan Gosling plays the part of someone recruited by the CIA who is outside the auspices of the CIA. So he was in a gray area, so they call him the Gray Man, hence the name of the film. Chris Evans was in a similar sort of position, but was going after Ryan Gosling in this film. So they were going at each other. I read the trivia on IMDb on this, and it said the most interesting nugget was that Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans improvised their lines in the first time they met head-to-head in the film, which was interesting. I don't remember exactly what they said. This film has a lot of cliches in it. First off, it's like a Jason Bourne. It's like 007. It's like a few of those movies wrapped up into one. That's not to say that it still can't be good. It's all stuff that's been done before. The other cliche that's in it is regarding the CIA. There's always these films out there that seem to have this CIA in this evil sort of role. Well, I don't say evil, but in the menacing sort of role with they're hiring hitmen or and that sort of thing. And I'm not sure that's really stuff that the CIA does. That's at least what Hollywood is depicting the CIA of doing. And there's one other cliche that's been in a lot of movies, and that is you have to get some device. The main good guy has the secret device, whether it's a USB memory stick or something that the bad guy wants or that the CIA wants. And the whole movie is centered around grabbing or getting that device from them. And that has been done in dozens and dozens of movies. And so that's another cliche in this film. But I guess beyond the cliches and all that, the question comes down to, was this a fun and memorable experience? Was this a good movie? And I have to say, yeah, I did enjoy the film. It did have some funny lines. It had a lot of great action. And it brought in a couple of stars that I didn't expect that would be in this film. We had Ana de Armas, that I recall from James Bond, the No Time to Die film, when she was really good in that. And then it also had Ray Jean Page, who plays the part of Carmichael. He was a higher up in the CIA. And he was from the Bridgertons. He's the really good looking, supposedly really good looking black guy in the Bridgertons that all the women are fawning over. I was surprised to see these two and to see him in a role where he plays not the nice guy, an abrasive guy. And that's the same thing goes for Chris Evans, who also, he plays a bit of a, what's the proper way to say this? A not nice guy kind of plays the part of someone you wouldn't want to hang out with, just a overly aggressive type A personality who always gets his way, bully type of thing. I've never seen him play a role like that. He's always been the good guy. And I think from what I read in the trivia, also that was why he played this role. He didn't want to play the good guy in this one. He was offered the role of the good guy and he declined so he could play the bad guy in this film. In this film, inevitably, of course, the two main leads meet up and they have their big battle and it's epic. In the end, I did enjoy the film. I wouldn't overly rate it. I would give it 3 stars, and I enjoyed it for what it was.